AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The South Carolina driver shot and killed by a white police officer last Saturday will be laid to rest today. Protesters say there was no reason for Walter Scott's killing.
We demand justice from the top to the bottom.
An eyewitness video has led to a murder count against the police officer. President Obama greets Cuban President Raul Castro at the Summit of the Americas in Panama. AP's Mark Smith reports that Venezuela's president may pose a bigger problem during the meetings for Obama.
Fiery leftist Nicolas Maduro was barely off his plane when he was denouncing Yankee imperialism, cheered on by backers flown in from home at a monument to those who died in the 1989 U.S. invasion of Panama. Maduro demanded Obama apologize for that and compensate the families. This follows U.S. sanctions last month over Maduro's crackdown on political foes.
Hillary Clinton catches the brunt of the criticism at the NRA convention. Jackie Quinn tells us more.
The NRA CEO Wayne LaPierre targeted the former Secretary of State in his remarks.
Has Hillary Clinton done a better job protecting America, or a better job protecting herself?
So now, is this the Ready for Hillary gathering?
That's declared GOP candidate Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Possible presidential hopeful Jeb Bush weighed in too.
Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and Eric Holder and all the other people who want to take the guns out of the hands of the good guys.
He credits the NRA for blocking gun control legislation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Clinton is expected to announce her candidacy for president tomorrow with a posting of an online video. Sources say she is then expected to meet with small groups of supporters during stops in key caucus and primary states such as Iowa and New Hampshire. This is AP Radio News. A pedestrian is dead, another hurt, hit by a car fleeing police during a wild chase through San Francisco. Police say the three men in the stolen car were trying to get away from officers last night after their latest robbery when they were hit and killed the woman in a crosswalk, then struck another pedestrian a few blocks away. They also crashed into another car before eluding police. Their car was found abandoned in another part of San Francisco. Jordan Spieth, at 14 under par, has a five-shot lead heading into today's third round of the Masters. Spieth setting the 36-hole record for the tournament. 21-year-old tells reporters he has to stay on his game.
The hardest thing to do is to put aside wanting to win so bad and just kind of going through the motion and letting whatever, you know, letting my ball striking and putting happen.
Charlie Hoffman is Spieth's closest challenger, five strokes back. Tiger Woods is two under, 12 shots off the pace. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.